Bassanio, will we? Lovely Bassanio. Anyway, tell me, Charles, Barthelmess put on an expression of mock seriousness, what's next for you?
What's next? Asked Charles, puzzled.
Yes, dear, work. What are you doing at the moment? Ah, Charles grinned again, this time ruefully. At the moment, I am resting.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, sure something will turn up soon. Been resting long, have you?
Except for 2 days on a radio play last week. It's just coming up for 3 months.
Oh, I am rested to the point of torpor. Bad luck, Charles. Still, it's happened before. Many times. You've had your little patches out of work since you started.
It might be more accurate to say, Barthelmess, that I've had my little patches in work.
Well, something'll turn up.
Oh, yes, Charles agreed. Micawberism is the only philosophy for an actor.
Who's your agent? Asked O'Rourke. Does he beaver away on your behalf?
Maurice Skellen, Charles replied. The faces of the other two fell.
Oh dear. Hardly a human dynamo, is he?
No, said Charles.
And what about that lovely wife of yours?
Dear Frances.
You two back together again, are you?
I'm afraid not. Frances is having a wild affair with a schools inspector.
Oh dear.
That sounds serious. I'm afraid it is. When I last spoke to her, she was asking about her getting a divorce.
What, to marry this?
Charles nodded, suddenly too emotional for speech. His hosts could not pretend that they hadn't noticed the change of mood, and there was an uneasy silence, ended by the timely arrival at their table of Tristram Gowers, who owned the restaurant and whose name had provided its punning title.
Barthelmess, O'Rourke, my dears!
The flamboyance of this greeting betrayed his background as a professional actor. Indeed, like many actors who go into other professions, Tristram Gowers seemed at times as if he was playing the part of a restaurateur rather than actually being one. He dressed invariably in a black velvet suit with a froth of green silk scarf at his neck. He was a little under 6 foot and carried himself as if holding in an unruly stomach. His hands flashed with rings, which, in spite of their value, looked as if they had just been collected from the props cupboard. And his face, too, seemed to have been dressed for the part of an identikit restaurateur in a review sketch. Overlarge glasses with transparent rims gave him an owlish appearance. His walrus moustache was obviously real, but contrived to look as if it owed its adherence to spirit gum. The silver-grey toupee which crowned his characterization made no pretense at reality. But though it lacked an actual pigtail, it had the air of something devised by wig creations for a restoration drama. In fact, Charles noted around him three contrasting examples of hairdressing artifice. The wiry remnants of Barthelmess's hair were brushed up into a foam of dyed ginger. O'Rourke's surviving strands were trained across his scalp like piped icing over a birthday cake, but for sheer audacity, Tristram Gower's toupee collected all available awards. Whereas the others still tried to maintain the illusion of natural growth, Tristram had found baldness the stimulus to the creation of a new art form. The restaurateur clasped Kevin O'Rourke's small face between his large hands.
Oh, cuz, my pretty little cuz, how are you?
Charles would have put down the quotation from As You Like It to mere theatrical flamboyance, had not Barthelmess whispered,
true, you know, they are cousins.
Really?
Oh, yes,
Tristram Gowers and Kevin O'Rourke asserted together.
Have you met Charles Paris, Trist? Asked Barthelmess.
The brown eyes behind the owl glasses took Charles in for a moment before saying,
no, I don't think so. Of course, I know the name.
If that was the way he wanted to play it, Charles didn't mind. He could understand why Tristram Gowers might be embarrassed about their previous meeting. True, it had been some 15 years before, and the amnesia might be genuine. But Charles suspected that Tristram did not wish to be reminded of the time before he came out, the time when he had still been married to the actress Zoe Fratton, before he met Yves Lafeur and discovered his real nature. It was as if Charles's thought of Eve prompted Barthelmess's next question.
And how is him in the kitchen, Trist?
Very nice, Tristram Gowers replied with a coy smile.
Being a good boy.